drivers, and welcome to Rolling 18 podcast on this beautiful Friday day. Here lately, we've been having a lot of tornadoes throughout the United States, especially in the Midwest and down in the Southeast. You guys be careful out there. High winds start to pick up. Be sure and pull that thing over as quickly as possible. You do not want to be blown over, especially if you have a light load. Today is kind of a somber story because it's going to be about Brian Lush, the missing truck driver, and David Schultz. Now, of course, everyone knows about David in Iowa. He pulled over, ended up missing, in I believe it was November 1st, and then they did a complete search, 100,000 acres, couldn't find him, and then they found his body a mile and a half away. But before I get started with that, I want you guys to hear this story about Brian Lush. He's the driver up in Canada that ended up missing, and believe it or not, this has a very weird outcome.
A devastating and shocking discovery when Brian Lush's moving truck returned to Newfoundland and Labrador yesterday morning. The Ontario police confirm his remains were discovered in the truck's trailer, despite his rig being a key piece of evidence in the search and the last place he was seen. It was nearly 2 weeks ago when Lush, of Coldbrook near Stephenville, was reported missing in the Somerston area in Ontario. The 51-year-old father of three was a trucker for a moving company, expected home Friday, April 26th. He was last seen near his tractor trailer near Somerston on the 24th. His keys, cell phone, ball hat, all still inside. The OPP said they had as many resources as possible searching for Lush, including search and rescue, helicopters, drones, and dog teams. Surveillance video from the gas station where he was parked shows him getting out of his truck and walking around the front of the truck. He was not seen again. Late Monday, the Ontario Provincial Police confirmed Lush's body was found. The police news release did not say where, leaving open the idea that it was somewhere in Ontario around that truck stop. This photo is from Monday morning. It shows Lush's rig in the parking lot of the Portobasque RCMP. Now OPP confirm his body was found in this province.
While foul play is not suspected, this development raises questions about the early search for Lush. Was his truck searched? And if so, how was his body missed? The Ontario police say they are conducting a review. Colleen Connors, CBC News, Corner Brook.
Now, CBC News reported that up in Ontario, and the Ontario police, they're facing tough questions about their search for the missing Newfoundland trucker, whose rig was found 2 weeks ago in Ontario, then sent back to Newfoundland, where his body was found by employees, I believe, Monday in the trailer. Brian Lush's family last heard from him on April 24th, and using data from a GPS tracking device, they established that his tractor trailer was parked at a gas station in Somerstown, Ontario. We reported on that. They went looking for him. They did a bunch of searches. Nobody looked in the trailer. I don't know. We've got to wait for more information on Brian. Find out if he got locked in that trailer accidentally. Find out if he had a medical issue in that trailer, if something else happened. We don't know yet. It is an amazing and kind of ridiculous story. We think maybe there could have been a life saved. We don't know. I mean, it could have been anything. It, you know, nobody has x-ray vision. You can't see through the trailer. But that is just amazing how these things are happening. I mean, first, David Schultz is found a mile and a half away. Even though they searched 100,000 acres, used drones and everything, they didn't find him. And then several months later, somebody finds him while trekking through the woods. And now we've got Brian Lush. And unfortunately, his body was found in the trailer that was taken back to the truck company. Oh my goodness. Whoever this person was that found the body must have been shocked. And his poor daughter, I read her pleas online for everybody to help look for him. She said, "I'm a daddy's girl. I love my daddy. I need my daddy." And here he's found in the very trailer that they didn't look in. Nobody looked in. But of course, we don't know all the circumstances. There may have been something piled on top of me. May have had blankets all over him. Nobody knows. They probably looked in. It was 99% empty with a stack of blankets. Usually the moving trucks have them, stacks of blankets. And next thing you know, they're like, "Okay, all clear in here." But he was under the blankets for some reason. Who knows? Maybe he went to bed in there. I don't know. But I'm hoping we find out. We need more answers. When these people hold back information, especially the police agencies all over the world, they need to quit doing that and say, you know, well, it's under investigation. If it's not pertinent to finding an actual killer or something like that, release everything. That way people can think with their own mind, and they can go ahead and say, okay, well, look here, look here, look here, look here. But if people, millions of people all over the world could help you solve cases, but if you're not going to release the information, every bit of pertinent information that's not going to affect your case, then we're not going to be able to help you. You know, there's millions of people online every single day on Reddit and all kinds of different places that do this type of thing. They think and they think and they think and they're great investigators. These people online are great investigators. They're probably gamers or something, and they sit online all day, but that's okay. Because if they're going to help solve something, they're going to do it for you rather quickly. But they can only do it if they have all of the information. And I bet you, had they released every single bit of it, even pictures inside the trailer, anything, these people could, oh, hey, did you look under the blankets? Did you look under that? Did you look under that? I mean, this is very important stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Now, today is the day that David Schultz is going to be laid to rest.
Trucker David Schultz. His body was found last week in a rural Sac County field, 5 months after his disappearance. Schultz will be laid to rest Friday, May 10th. Services will be held at Peace Lutheran Church in Wall Lake starting at 10 a.m. A visitation will take place the day before on May 9th from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. Family will be present at the visitation from 5 until 7. The funeral services are being handled by the Farber and Oatman Funeral Home, which is located in Sac City, Iowa. 53-year-old David Schultz was found the afternoon of April 25th in a field near the intersection of Union Avenue and 190th Street.
You know, it's really sad that we have to go through these things, and it's really sad, especially for the wife, the children. You see the photo online of him next to his truck with his two children. It's really sad, and it's what's even sadder is the answers. We do not get enough answers on a lot of these things. Now, he will be laid to rest today on Friday, and we pray for his family. We really do, because technically we need more answers. Now, it's been reported that they are going to go ahead and do a second autopsy without the body. And I know that sounds strange, but they can do it. They're going to, you know, because the officials are saying there's no foul play. We got to figure out what has happened here because he was so close. Now, the only thing I can think of, if they say that there's no foul play, and they say that David was a mile and a half away, and he did not have his cell phone, the only thing I can think of is maybe he went for a walk, or maybe he went to use the restroom out in the woods and started experiencing a medical issue. Maybe he got turned around, maybe he got disoriented, and started walking somewhere else. You know, the autopsy's not showing a lot, and that I do not understand, because we need to understand all these things. Now, David Schultz is going to be buried today at 10 a.m., and he's going to be buried at Peace, or his service is going to be at Peace Lutheran Church in Wall Lake. Visitation was held last night from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., with the family present from 5 to 7. David John Schultz was born on September 25th, 1970, and he was a trucker. He was one of us. Now, the Journal had reported they spoke to Jake Rowley, a volunteer church leader who is now the spokesman for the family. Schultz, 53, of Wall Lake, was found dead April 24th in a field in rural Sac County, not far from where his semi-truck was found abandoned, they said about a mile and a half, and that was 5 months earlier. Schultz was reported missing on November 21st. Volunteers searched more than 100,000 acres over the months and didn't find anything. Now, a preliminary autopsy showed no signs of trauma, and the Iowa DCI said no foul play is suspected. Sarah Schultz, David's wife, and Rowley told the Journal they don't feel comfortable with the results. They're looking for a second answer. According to the report, a funeral for Schultz will go on today. They're going to do a second autopsy without the body, and it will be based on the examination measurements and findings of the first autopsy. Now, Rowley also criticized social media groups for speculation and creating theories on what happened, and we must not do that, ladies and gentlemen. We can't do that. I know it's fun to go out, you know, UFOs and things like that, but when you're talking about people's lives, hold your thoughts to yourself till 100% of the information is gathered. They stated there's even been people accusing me of killing David, said Rowley, noting that he did not get involved until the third day after the disappearance. I'm like, come on, dude. All I did was come out and search for him. It's just nuts. They've got a whole Facebook group that is literally the most toxic thing anybody's ever seen. The way things have been happening lately and the way drivers have been ending up missing, you know, I know we have a tough life and I know we're out here alone quite a bit, but there has to be a way to stay incommunicado with your family. There has to be a way to stay. I mean, with all this technology, you need something like Life 360 or whatever that completely pings your phone. And do not leave your truck without your phone. Take your phone with you. I know sometimes you need a break. That's fine. Turn the sucker off. It'll still ping. We need to be able to find where you're at in case something traumatic happens. People don't just all of a sudden, sometimes people just drop dead and there's nothing you can do about it. But a lot of times people will pass out and need medical care. And they can survive for hours like that and then get to an ER and be fine after they're fixed up. But you can't do that if we don't know where you're at. David Schultz could have possibly been saved had his body been found long before 5 months ago. We don't know. And I don't know if the autopsy is going to explain that kind of information at all. But we need to stay in touch with those that we love and those that we need to be in connect with. I don't understand why Brian Lush's body was found in the back of the trailer. Maybe this will be a learning lesson for the Ontario police, those that searched the truck and trailer, that next time they have to turn every single thing over to make sure. I mean, can you imagine? Your father's in the back of the trailer. They release the truck and trailer to go back to the company. The company takes that back to the yard where an employee goes in and finds the body. That is just horrific. And I wouldn't wish that on anybody. That is horrible. People, we need to do better. And the best way to do better is to start getting along better on the CB. We need a lot of you out there, more of you on the CB to answer people. Because a lot of times we're giving you updates on things and you're just not paying attention. Or you're listening, but you're not responding. Which makes other drivers think that you're not even on there. And they're going to quit talking. Very little communication on the CB anymore. I suggest you guys get a CB. Start communicating with each other. And let's stay informed. Let's stay together. To all of us, it's important that we make it home to our family alive. Anyway, our prayers to David Schultz and family. Our prayers to Brian Lush and his family. I'm sorry things had to turn out this way for both drivers. I was hoping one of them would have been found. Crazy deal that goes on here, but we are out there alone. And we've only got each other. We're the largest industry in the world. Why don't we start acting like it? Let's start being good to one another. Let's start saying good things. And, you know, all I hear is complaints, and this driver did that, and this driver can't back up, blah, blah, blah. Come on, folks. Let's help each other. Let's be a family again. I'm Walter Gallen with Rollin' 18 Podcast. Be sure and download my podcast. I'm all over Google, so check it out, Rollin' 18 Podcast, or you can visit my website at www.rollin18podcast.com. Thanks again for listening. God bless, be safe, and as always, keep it between the lines, driver. Thank you for listening to Rollin' 18 Podcast. Visit our website at www.rollin18podcast.com. Remember, we have a new episode every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Be safe out there, drivers. We love all of you.